This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Green Day makes me want to be a drummer so bad.
You like that Trey Cool, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
That's their drummer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Dirnt is the bass player, right?
We met him at the
Bottle
Williams
Rock.
Sonoma thing at Bottle Rock. He's just hanging out, sitting there. I'm like, hey.
I follow all of them on Instagram, and they all seem very nice and down to earth.
Very down to earth. Normal guys, broken guitars. What?
Meanwhile, they're just filled up with money.
Oh, all the way. Topped off.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's great.
You wouldn't have... If you start out in a little punk rock band, you wouldn't be able to, you couldn't have predicted.
No. You couldn't. You just don't know. There's plenty of little power punk bands out there, you know? But none of them are Green Day. Except for Green Day.
25 years?
That's how long they've been around?
I'm guessing.
I would say since maybe longer. Like, I don't know. When did their first record come out?
You know, it's funny because I was at a surf contest. I used to call the events, and I remember someone giving me a cassette of these guys from the North Bay.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was Dookie, but it was they have something before that.
Yeah. Well, the very first song I ever heard was Longview, and that was on Dookie, right? So but there was for sure, once they got big, everyone was like, oh, there's this other, they probably, you're usually around for a while before you put your first record out.
Is it 39 Smooth?
I don't know.
I
was a cassette.
I just typed up Green Day first album, and it came in 39/Smooth.
Well, that must be
maybe
it.
Maybe that's like a single.
Whatever it was, it was my brand.
Yeah.
Of music.
It's like, that's all right.
That's me.
That's exactly...
That's what I'm looking for.
What I'm into.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up
that's
on.
That's a yes.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah, they're great.
Anyway. Hi.
Hi.
What are you up to?
Let's
hear about the family adventures from yesterday, because you have a houseful.
We sure do.
You know, I thought that your brother... I mean, I know he's going to start his life, and then he'll move wherever he needs to move to, but boy, you really have... you guys are...
We're pretty tight. We hang out
all day, every day.
All day, every day. Yesterday, we've been walking, which is actually great for me because I should walk, and I always try. There's this loop by my house. It's almost exactly 3 miles. It's like good hills and good downhills. And my goal is always to do that 3 times a week. Like, I feel like
that's good.
Something you can do, right? And you can run a little bit of it but I never would do it 3 times a week. Like, that was my goal, but I'd hit it once, sometimes twice. Once in a great while, 3 times, if John was motivated. But, man, we have been putting miles. I might need to get new shoes soon. Like, we've been putting so many miles on. But it's fun to sort of see your hometown through somebody else's eyes, too. Like, yesterday we walked over, there's this park.
I don't think I'm getting all your updates on your exercise anymore.
Oh, really? Are we not sharing with each other?
I see you there, but I guess I'm not. I don't know. Oh, maybe because I'm not wearing my watch.
Oh,
that might be why. Right.
How come you're not wearing your watch?
I'm wearing it during the day, but I've been busy, and I just take. I'm not getting the exercise I would like to get, but you know,
doing home stuff.
I'm doing baby stuff, man.
Yeah. You are immersed.
I'm. Up you have, to my you eyeballs
full,
in it.
You've got 18 months of full
yesterday,
reasonable excuses.
I split to go surf because there's a little bump in the swell.
Oh, nice.
It's still summer, so it's not the right swell direction. But it was so windy. I got all the way out there. I stood at the edge of this cliff looking at the spot that was my best hope and just was like...
No. Oh, did you turn around?
I just went home dry.
Well, I mean, you got to get away.
No, I did. Well, the bummer is that I'd already driven,
yes,
to work and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I added an hour to it and then got home and was like, I'm done. I'm going to watch football. Mm. I'm going to hang out with my baby.
So you had your surfboard and your...
No, I stopped at home real quick, grabbed my gear, and then went
out. Oh, God, when I get home, I can never go back out. Not by choice. I mean, only if I have some, I would never go. Well, like, I don't care. I walk out back. I've been doing all this beating lately. Like, that's my new passion.
Obsession.
Beating.
Yeah, I make these little bracelets. And
oh, the stuff that you made for John when he went to...
Yeah, so I started with that.
How did that go?
It went well.
They traded for all the stuff?
They did. He brought home a few things, actually, but I made him so much stuff. But I made them these little pouches and stuff, and I wasn't into it because I just started, toward the end, I just started beading. I have a ton of beads that I've collected over the years. And
beads are a thing.
They are a thing. I don't know that much about it, except that a few times I've gotten like, you know, I just like a simple little glass bead bracelet, like the tiny little seed beads. And lately I've been seeing them on this elastic string. It's like, it's clear elastic. And it's
are you talking about those candy necklaces?
No. Yeah. You know how those are on like a white, and that's wrapped in cloth? These are clear. So it's a thread, and it's about, I don't know, it's like a half a millimeter wide. It's really thin, but it's real stretchy. And you tie it in a knot, and you can tie it really tight and then snip it off really close. So it's just the tiniest little bump in the...
And then what happens?
And then you have a stretchy bracelet that you can pull over your hand. It goes tight on your wrist, but it's easy to get on and off. So anyway, I found some of that because I went on a mission and looked for it. And then I just started beading. And then I was like, oh, I love this. And I'm just doing all these little patterns. It's like stupid, but it'll eat. I swear to God, yesterday I committed to making the egg salad sandwiches for all of us to eat last night.
For dinner.
And it was like, I don't know. Maybe 2 in the afternoon when we got home from our walk that took forever because we walked everywhere. And I went in. I'm like, I'm going to do some beading. I go in. And then John's texting me. He's like, are you going to make the sandwiches or not? I look down. It's 4:30. I'm like, oh, my God, because I like to eat it. I actually like to eat at 4:30.
Oh.
That's my time. Because then I feel like I've got a couple hours before I have to lay down and go to bed. I hate going to bed with a full stomach.
Me too.
But so yesterday we walked around. My brother and my sister-in-law came over, and it's just fun. We explored the there's tennis courts that are public that you can. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
You started to tell a story yesterday about your sister-in-law, how she was like Yuzette in that you don't friend hop. No. You don't get to know someone through someone.
I didn't
and
tell
then
that whole
by,
story.
Well, I don't know. You started to, and then so did she let the other friend have it? Is she no longer in?
She did let the other friend have it. She is still a friend.
Oh, she didn't cut her out completely.
It took time to repair that relationship. Mm-hmm. They're actually coming out at the end of the month, those friends. They're their closest friends, which is another reason why it was so weird that she didn't tell my sister-in-law that she was coming out to stay with me for a weekend. Well, like it was just super weird. Even because I had emailed Debbie, my sister-in-law, like, because I don't know these friends. I know the guy because he's our financial guy, works at Merrill Lynch, and he shame, ding, ding, shame. So I'd had many conversations with him, but I didn't know her well. We met a few times. Mm-hmm. I said, what am I going to do with Christy all weekend? Mm. You know, and I had emailed her, and she didn't get back to me, so I was just like, oh, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that was an email address that she doesn't use or very, you know, like a something she doesn't check very often. So that wasn't what gave it away, though. Don't worry. But if she had seen it in time, she might have called Christy and gone, what the F? But instead, she didn't find out until they were gone for the weekend. And I guess she was trying to talk to Christy. And Christy's like, oh, my God, we're in California. It's so great. She's like, you're what?
What now?
I know. I mean, I get that you probably totally understand this, but I was just like, who cares? Well, like, the chick went to Cali. She has to tell you her every move, but she does.
They worked
it out.
They're
best friends. Yeah. So they're back to...
Okay, it occurred to me that I never heard the end of
No,
that.
The end is they were on probation for a while.
Oh,
and then
boy.
They paid off their debt to society, and now they're back in. Have you let anybody back in once they friend hop? Are you ever able to readmit them to the squad?
Yeah, I did let back one or two.
Oh. And because they were like super penitent, or is that the word they play? They
were. No, what kind of penance did they have to pay? What did they have to do?
No, I mean it does.
Well,
take
buy all
time.
Their drinks, you
it
know.
It takes time.
Well, because it's a trust thing for you.
Yeah.
So people have to rebuild trust, and I guess like
people were texting yesterday. Oh, it's so high school. Blah blah blah.
It's you know what though.
Whatever.
Some people have that in them, and that's their feeling, and you can't tell people how to feel about something.
Right. Hey, someone has going back to Green Day. I did see this one. How about Kerplunk? Does that sound familiar as the first?
Oh, that might be.
So
that
this is a weird thing that I don't expect anyone to understand. We used to exchange. This goes back to me being like fourth grade or something. Mm-hmm. We used to make cassettes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we didn't always
your
know
mixtapes.
What they're not. I mean, you just roll a record off onto a cassette. So I never really knew what song I was listening to or what record it was because it was just a tape of Green Day.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it was whatever their first album was.
Yeah.
It had to be the early 90s because I was already doing Surf Reports on the radio. So it had to be 90 or 80, 89 or 90.
Which I'm sure they were around that long. I don't know when Dookie came out, but it was for sure while I want to say it was like 94 when I first heard Longview.
Right. It was later, for sure. This was early
on. Absolutely, they had his. Nobody just walks into a recording studio, records Dookie, and then
hits,
you
right.
know you work, you play, and
well,
you get a following.
There's
and
pictures of them.
You.
They look like little boys. They'd already formed
they're
a band.
Still not all that old.
When they were like kids and
are they
playing,
our age?
Was it 924 Gilman? Was that the spot
yeah,
they were playing?
That's it.
They were little boys. I don't even think they were allowed to be there
legally. To drink.
Right.
How old is Billy Joe, like, for instance? His sister's around our age, right? Is he older
yeah,
or younger than her?
Like
I think she's the older sis.
Yeah, I feel like she is, too. He is 46.
Oh, well, see, they were children. Like, in 94, he would have been, I don't know, early 20s? Or even earlier? 19?
408, good morning, radio family. I'm on my lunch listening to you guys in the car. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. Happy lunch.
Happy lunch to you.
Yeah. Boy, we are all on our own schedule, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've done the overnights. It's no fun.
No.
And it's my brother's been doing, working in the airlines. That guy's worked every shift and it changes each year. All of these people with seniority bid different things and then everything shifts. And so he was on weekdays for a whole year. Living the life.
Oh, like 9 to 5-ish?
9 to 5-ish. And then some shit, the new shift and new bids come in, and he goes back to overnights. He's like, I was normal, and now back
now
to
I'm
that.
Not.
Back to the tin foil on the windows right. and all that stuff.
The thing that sucks about overnights is I like to wake up and go to work.
Yes.
And I always felt like you woke up and waited to go to work.
Right.
It like
your
hung over your head.
Your entire day is waiting.
You're not going to go party. You can't do that.
Right.
But so if you could live your life where you woke up at 10 p.m., got up, got ready, went to your midnight to 6. Well, I mean, that would be a shift for radio. Only 6 hours. And then you just spent the rest of the day awake and went to bed at, you know, whatever, 2 p.m., that you might be able to make that work, like, sort of realistically. But it is. It turns your whole world upside down. It's weird to come right home from work and go to sleep.
In San Diego,
sucks.
I used to go on dates and then be like,
gotta go.
I have to go. Like, I mean, I'm literally talking about
don't
having
you
to
spend the night?
Get off some lady and go, I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta shift.
I know we're not done, but I've gotta.
I'm done.
I don't know how the time got away from us. I should have been I should have done better management, but I have to leave.
Yeah,
I would just be so resentful in there doing the show. Like, I have to play Slaughter, and I didn't get to finish, and I'm in here all night.
Why did you bring the girl with you? I can't believe you didn't.
I would never have mixed someone up with this. You know what is so weird about the Me Too stuff is that it goes. I had a friend who told me you can never, as a radio guy, let people mess with your gig because even though the celebrity seems minor, if at all, to you, to somebody else, it might be the thing that they can use to get something.
And undo your entire career.
And to me, that's all that mattered. I didn't care about leveraging, you know, some girl. I mean, I liked boobs, but you know what I mean. I wasn't trying to I was going to get boobs one way or another.
Right.
It had nothing to do with...
your celebrity.
I'm a DJ. What does that mean to you?
You never dangled that.
I didn't need to.
It's because you had long hair. You were beautiful.
Oh, my God. What? Speaking of long hair, those twins that made that movie with you, or you didn't make the movie,
oh,
right?
Oh, the Miller brothers have long hair now?
Oh, Hooman was with them.
They were like crew cut boys.
They look like they're from the band Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, my God.
They
I got to see them.
Look at my my Instagram, Hooman TV.
This is from last night.
Am I wrong? Did they look like that? They do,
no,
right?
No, they absolutely, like, you know, they...
and they're twins.
They are. And they have the exact same hair.
Do they look like the boys in Nelson?
Exact same
no,
hair.
No, they have curly hair.
All right, hold on. Let's have
so
a look at this.
I invited Sarah's husband, Sarah's brother, and Sarah's sister-in-law to the event.
Boy, they
last night.
They have a full-on social life, these people that I live with. They all went with Hooman last night.
So we all met up for a drink, introduced them to, you know, the Miller brothers. And you know who else was there? It was Chad Hurley, the founder of YouTube. So I introduced them to him. And
how's he doing?
I mean, you know, he's a billionaire. You know,
yeah.
he's the head
he's doing
of
pretty good.
I think he's also like the head of social for the Warriors or something like that. Like, he's part owner. So
you're seeing popping right up.
I know it's not popping up.
So annoying.
Either.
Hooman TV, everyone.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
look
there's
it up.
So many other Hoomans.
Oh damn!
I did
What's
a
up
search.
With that? Anyway, so we saw the film last night. It's so like it's a film festival movie. It's morbid. It's sad. It,
White
like,
Boy Rick.
White Boy Rick. That's exactly right. It's Matthew McConaughey's film, and he's definitely going to get a nomination for it. But we went and we did a Q&A at the end, and the way that they had to make this film was just so brutal, and everything was against them, and yet they persevered once again and have another. It just opened up at the Toronto Film Festival, and it opens up this Friday. So it's going up against Predator, which is going to be rough.
I don't know, man. That Predator, I saw the ad again. I wasn't wrong. They're showing the Predator, like the Predator's the star.
Right.
There's no other stars.
You're exactly right. All the money went to the special effects for that film.
It's so stupid.
So tell the truth. Did you like the film?
I did, yeah. There were a couple scenes in the movie that were just so heartbreaking.
What did my family think?
Well, there was a Q&A after. And
did they take off? Or
well,
did they
when, yeah, when I went to look at them for, like, you know, a thumbs up or a smile, no one was there. They all left. All three of them left. And I'm like, oh, I wonder where they had to go.
None of them had to get up. Man.
Yeah. I thought, you know, you invite
maybe
your
they
friends.
Didn't, maybe they didn't love the movie.
Maybe
or
they had an appointment at the Deuce.
Well, apparently Debbie looked at, you know, your husband, John, and said, where are we going? Hooman's about to do the Q&A. And your husband was like, we got to go. And I was like, because I was already on stage when this happened.
Oh.
But I had heard from somebody else that exchange happened.
Oh.
So I was a little, you know.
I'll find out. I'll get to the bottom of it.
Maybe your husband didn't like it. I thought that the film is very sad. It's a true story. It's about a kid who the FBI basically.
Don't give anything away.
Oh, okay.
You know, people are about to see it.
Well, I was going to set up the premise. You don't want the premise?
Well, the premise is.
What's the premise?
By the time he's 16 years old, he's a drug lord and a kingpin and.
Right.
He's the man. And generally speaking, when you're a drug lord, it never goes well for you. So there's some sadness.
Well,
but don't say what happens. Be
okay.
Careful. Just be careful. Don't.
That's it.
You know.
Yeah, you said it all. Thank you.
Anyway, they have long hair now. And yes,
yeah,
I had
they
long
do.
Hair back then, too. You're
they
right.
They look amazing, actually. I love them with the long hair. They're handsome.
Yeah, they're good looking guys. And they were, I don't know, they're just so hardworking. Like, there were all these competing scripts for this film, and they actually drove to Michigan to meet with this kid who's been in jail forever to say, hey, support us in our script. And he looked at them from prison and said, you are the only ones that drove up to see me. None of the other studios drove up to see me. I'm 100% supporting you guys.
Oh.
So the kid's still alive and in prison?
Yeah.
The original White Boy Rick?
Yeah, White Boy Rick is still.
So, I just figured he'd end up dead. Cause,
right,
you know,
that's exactly
dealers.
What I thought. I was like, don't give away the ending.
Well,
I'm sure that kid gets it.
One of two endings, and that's the other one.
Right. Yeah.
Besides dead.
Prison, dead.
I'm surprised those, I don't know twin life. I don't know.
Maybe never a twin.
I don't know it, but I would never look exactly like someone else on the planet. Like on purpose, they have Oh. They've grown the same hair, the same facial hair. They're wearing the same, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd outfits.
Well, sometimes people make the twin thing work for them, you know? Like, that's their thing.
Well, so their thing is to always possibly be Brian or Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, just Miller twins, right?
If I was a twin,
I would totally want to. What is
look
it?
Look at them.
Oh, you look at the hair?
Looking at the picture.
Scroll to the next picture.
You're right. Lynyrd Skynyrd all the way.
They look fine. I'm not saying they're ugly boys.
But they look great.
To me, I would say, yes, we look alike, but I'm not going to go with the let's dress alike, have the same haircuts.
I think for some people, it's a hook, you know?
Like, really?
Sure. Like, here's what I'm.
You don't think that someone meets them in a meeting and goes,
No,
grown men. Can you stop with the dressing a lot? Your mom ruined you.
They seem like they do.
Dressing you
like
a five-year-old.
Well, Vinny, one of them has a hat on.
I was going to say the hat.
Maybe he switches and puts it on his brother midway through the night. You don't know.
I mean, as hippie as they look, they do look like they went Hollywood, too.
Oh, come on.
Fully, yeah.
The fully hipster dude.
When we were sitting at the bar, Monday Night Football was on, and all of a sudden their commercial comes on.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, my God.
Well, I'm the one that said, oh, man. So I immediately pulled out my phone to videotape the commercial and then get their reaction. They were so happy. I put that in the Instagram if you want to take a look.
Oh, that's one of the pictures? I saw there was some kind of video.
I scrolled through four.
That's wonderful. Well, that's good
for
them.
At the end of the day, I know your brother and sister are here, and I just wanted to help keep them busy. And
that's really nice of you. They were thrilled to go.
Oh, they were? Okay.
They were. I'm sure John was just like, I'm not sitting through a Q&A.
Yeah.
It was only 20
probably
minutes.
What it was.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd...
I'll find out. I'll get to the
stand by and shake my hand and say, hey, thanks for inviting us and enjoy the Q&A.
Yeah. Well, they're going to see you on Saturday, so they can thank you then.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think you wanted him to watch him do a Q&A.
Yeah.
You're not hearing it.
I missed the whole point. Like it's like you were saying, you don't notice your celebrity, you know, like for us it's like, oh great, here comes whom and getting on stage again. And for whom, and it's like, I want them to see me in
Well, you want your friends.
I see mean, me you're, shine.
Sure, absolutely.
I don't think that's too much. Like if
not
you guys were hosting something, I'd stay. I wouldn't just say for them. I'd watch you guys do your thing.
That's very supportive of you. You're a much more supportive person than my family is.
Listen, somebody needs us to run in Santa Cruz, we'll run in Santa Cruz. Someone needs us to watch a movie about guide dogs for the blind, we'll watch guide dogs. You know what I mean? We'll all do it as a family, right?
Yeah, right.
We will, but we'll also leave for a Pepsi at the first possible moment. That's what you do. You got a long drive. You got places to be.
I didn't want to be here.
Well, I just want to say the distance between San Rafael and Mill Valley is maybe, 3 miles?
5 miles.
5 miles.
Oh.
You know what? Drinks were calling.
Were they?
They had
on
to
a
go.
Monday night?
Yes. Yeah, you bet.
Are you kidding me? Those guys are on
Monday,
vacation
Tuesday,
in a big way.
Wednesday, Thursday.
All the days. All the days that end in day. Yeah. They're definitely.
If you've ever sat through a movie to get to the drink you've wanted and you're like, the whole time you're going, I just want to get out of here and have some drinks.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Or a doobie weed
or whatever it is.
You're
or
like,
not be sitting in the seat. Maybe someone's butt was hurting them.
Right.
You know, that happens.
Well, clearly, it must have been your husband.
You've heard of roid rage.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's true. Uh-oh. People get mad sitting on their roids in movie theaters
for hours.
Sure.
Have you had a roid?
No.
But
I always
hear people complaining about it.
I hear people say they hurt.
I heard the guy behind me, Jesus, is this movie ever going to end? My hemorrhoids throbbing. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope it speeds up. That's too bad. You want a donut to sit on?
Possibly.
Well, that was nice of you to invite them. I appreciate that you're trying to keep them busy. This is the most I've ever drank, like, on a consistent basis. Like, she brings wine to dinner.
Oh, I know. We had wine at dinner, you guys, on Sunday.
It
was not
crazy.
Even a wine.
I know.
I hate
you
wine.
Had wine?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Your drink?
Everyone.
Did
you
We're
go
all
for
drinking
the vodka?
Wine.
I didn't go for the vodka. I just, she poured wine for everybody. So I was like, all right, I'll have a glass of wine. figured that can't hurt anything. Of course, then, you know, on an empty stomach, you know, a couple of those on a Sunday night, I'm like, oh,
a
great.
Couple of those. You didn't say a couple the first time.
Well, the
time.
Thing is, my brother keeps filling everybody's glass up, you know, until the wine, then we open up another bottle.
Well, he's on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Living the life.
So last night, they come walking over at 4:30 when I'm supposed to already have the sandwiches done. And they come walking, and they've all got beers. I'm like, go grab me a beer. Like, I never drink during the week.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. It's great for me.
Way to let it rip.
I've gained, like, 5 pounds, too, since I've been here. So all we do is eat out.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn,
so last night, I'm like, I'll make egg salad sandwiches.
You gonna hit the gym?
I'm walking like a fiend. I hate the gym. It's
you
so
look
boring.
Great. Knock it
oh,
off.
Thank you, Vincent. It's lovely.
Let's start the show.
All right. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get this thing done, you guys. It's Tuesday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.